After almost 30 years, the U.S. space shuttle program is drawing to a close, though a Senate panel approved a plan this week that would extend it for another year. There'll be one, maybe two or more last missions before the shuttles go off to museums and the U.S. manned space program prepares for what may be next. Commander Mark Kelly will captain the Endeavour space shuttle STS-134, now scheduled to launch next February. Next Saturday, we'll take a ride with him in the space shuttle simulator. The sim's a replica Endeavour that shakes, rattles, rolls, and roars as in actual flight, while sophisticated graphics flash by in the windows, Cape Canaveral, clouds of smoke, flashes of light, and finally stars. If you've never lifted off in a rocket before, the sim seems utterly real.
Okay, look at the clock. 7, 6 seconds. Yeah. The main engines are going to start. You'll see these tapes come up right here.
Yeah.
2, 1, liftoff. Watch the tower go by. And we're going straight up. Now I want you to say Houston Endeavour roll program.
Houston Endeavour roll program.
And then the Capcom would say, Roger, roll Endeavour.
The idea is to make astronauts know what to expect, what they'll see, hear, even feel in spaceflight. But they train in the sim day after day so that ground controllers can throw problems at them. The controllers push buttons to make fuel cells fail, oxygen leak, and computers go blank. Then sit back to see how the astronauts scramble to bring themselves back home. Next Saturday, a ride with the crew of Endeavour, STS-134, which is currently scheduled to lift off next February, as the crew train for the flight that will write their names into history and muse about the future of American spaceflight. You're listening to NPR News.